Now it's time for Half Hour to Health. Sit back, relax, and find out how you can live a better life on the Pulse.
I shall not feel good!
Good morning and welcome to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic, and I'm joined today by Dr. Barry Taylor, and we are talking about tips for healthy hormones. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Dr. Stephanie. Nice to hear your voice again.
Oh, it's so great to have you on the show. We've had so many great conversations, and I'm looking forward to talking about hormones today because I feel like they're in the news, and you can read about them online and try to self-diagnose, but yet we really don't have a good, as a layperson, background understanding of hormones and I think appreciation for them. So let's get started. Tell me, what exactly are hormones?
They're the body's chemical messengers. You know, they travel in the bloodstream to tissues and organs. They can work slowly or quite over time. They affect many, many different processes in the body. If you think of our body kind of like an internet system, hormones are like emails. You know, they get sent, and then there are organs that receive them. And kind of like an internet system, a computer system, if there's something going on with your server, you have trouble sending the message, and then there can be difficulty in receiving it. And then there are tons of hormones. There are lots of different ones in the body. So the best way for, I think, lay people, and maybe you and I as well, to think of hormones is that they're chemical messengers.
Okay.
Really?
I like that. Yeah. That simplifies it.
Yeah, and the messages are about many different things that our body does, you know, from metabolic processes to sex to reproduction to mood to energy. You know, we can get into what they do, but the idea of chunking it down to a hormone is like an email, like a message. That's a good way to put it in a generalized thinking way.
Okay, so what are some of the important hormones?
You know, they're made by our thyroid makes thyroid hormones. They're really important. Mm-hmm. Adrenals on kidneys, AD in Latin means above. So above the renal gland on the small of your back are the adrenals. They make cortisone. Ovaries make estrogen and progesterone. Testes for a man make testosterone. Your pituitary makes hormones. And then there are all sorts of lesser hormones in your body, but main hormones are collectively called endocrine glands, specialized groups of cells, the pituitary, thyroid, adrenals. The pancreas has hormones. Insulin is a hormone. Those are the real important ones for us to look at. How are they interrelated? We can do this in the next 20 minutes. Here we go. And what do they do individually, and what blocks them? And that's why, you know, it's complicated, and let's see what you and I can do to make it easier for our listeners.
Okay. What do I need to be concerned about with my hormones? Like, they just do what they do because our bodies work that way. But is there something I should be concerned about?
Good news, bad news. Good news is your body's really wise. Trust your body. Tip number one. Bad news is, you know, we live in an environment where the things that make hormones may be insufficient. Then there are all sorts of things that our great, great, great parents maybe didn't have to deal with, like toxins in the environment that can block hormones. So there are a whole slew of things, like your body knows what to do. And then there's a whole slew of things where, because of living at the time of evolution that we are, that there's all sorts of things that block hormone function. You know, so maybe 200-400 years ago, when we were less stressed, you know, we didn't need to relax or meditate or do Tai Chi or sleep better. You know, we were just in a different flow with nature and the rhythms and cycles of life. But now there's a concern for a lot of people because so many people are so stressed out, you know, and if you're not getting enough sleep or if you're not resting or knowing how to manage demands, then, wow, you may not have disease like Addison's disease and Cushing's disease. Don't know if I've seen either of those, But on the other hand, 95 to 98% of almost everybody I've seen in the last 40 years has some various variation of adrenal burnout, where their adrenals are completely not functioning well, and then that will affect their thyroid, that'll affect their ovaries, or that'll affect their testes. So on the one hand, don't worry. On the other hand, let's go over some tips for what just regular, loving, well-meaning people might have as a focus in terms of choices and actions in their life that they could do that could have hormones function better.
Tell me a little bit more about this adrenal burnout.
So a couple of things. First, in terms of eating, how many people miss breakfast? How many people eat something, but it's a cup of coffee and a donut? How many people eat a good breakfast, maybe a wave our magic wand, it's healthy, and then they don't have much of a lunch, or they eat through lunch, they're working through lunch. So there's a piece of the adrenals come in when blood sugar is rollercoastering. So adrenal overload as you go through your teens and 20s and 30s and 40s and is a buildup of a lot of people are either mild, moderately, or significantly hypoglycemic because their blood sugar is not steady. And when your blood sugar is bottoming out, the adrenals come in, and maybe your heart doesn't beat real quickly like a cop pulls you over on the side of the road. But your adrenals have to come in. Your adrenals have to dump some cortisol into your bloodstream because you haven't eaten small meals steadily. You're not snacking. The other, unfortunately, complicates what I just said in a negative way, where if someone's not eating well, maybe let's say they are eating well, but now they're not exercising, they're not praying, they're not meditating. Whatever they're doing, their demands are outstripping their resources, and so you and I would then label them, they would label themselves as stressed a lot. Now, we all have stress, but I'm talking about stress that shows up as distress, where maybe you've got low blood pressure, maybe you don't, maybe you've got headaches if you don't eat, maybe you don't, maybe you're a little anxious or tense, maybe you realize you're adjusting somebody with the brilliant way that you adjust people, but boy, their muscles in their neck and their muscles along their spine are just tight, and so the adrenals are a piece that even if your thyroid is strong, even if you're not menopausal, and the adrenals are supposed to come in and kick in more when the ovaries are saying, thank you very much, we've kind of done our job. But even if the ovaries are strong, thyroid strong, if the adrenals are just limping because they're just overwhelmed, overworked and underpaid, they're just not, somebody's not living where they know how to keep their adrenals vital, then that can have a cascade effect on all sorts of other hormones. Mm-hmm. So it's a good place to start, whether we call it the first tip or not, which is snacking more. It's not about not working hard. It's not about never being intense. But most of us in life in this day and age need more than sleep to recoup and rejuvenate our energy, or a little bit more medically, to allow the adrenals to come back and really function optimally. We need to know how to feed them, and we need to know how to rest them, fed a little bit more, like we've said, I think, in maybe other interviews we've done, how to get from the sympathetic nervous system where your adrenals are kind of driving you through the day to a little bit more parasympathetic. Mm-hmm. Now, that's just focusing on the adrenals, but if the adrenals are really compromised, yet again, I'll say, can't say it often enough, you can't just throw a thyroid, oh, I'm on a thyroid hormone, oh, I'm on a menopausal, I'm taking this cream, or I'm taking this PMS supplement, because if the adrenals are not working well, it will have a negative effect on all of the other hormones.
That makes sense. Now, if you're just tuning in, we are talking with Dr. Barry Taylor. He is the author of Love Your Body, Your Path to Transformation, Health and Healing, which is available on Amazon. And his website is drbarrytaylor.com. You're listening to Half Hour to Health, and we're talking about hormones today. Just started out with some tips about adrenals and adrenal fatigue. And I like the idea of snacking and eating throughout the day and keeping your energy up and keeping your blood sugar at a more steady rate by not skipping breakfast and meals. And I feel like that's a really doable tip. Tip number two, what have you got there for us for hormone health?
What are hormones made of? Mostly fat. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a significant part of our culture that's a bit crazy about fat. Sorry to make that judgment. But, you know, people think that they're going to lose weight by not eating fat. That's completely false. You know, there are healthy fats and there are unhealthy fats. More avocado, more coconut oil, more olive oil, more healthy fats, because your body uses essential fatty acids, amino acids, to make the hormones that you need to make in your thyroid, in your ovaries, in your testes, in your different organs, pituitary. And just to say, I want to eat no fat would be a big, big, big mistake.
Do not be fat phobic.
Olive oil is really great for skin, for all sorts of things. Avocado is a deliciously wonderful food in a lot of ways. Second tip is, for a lot of people, sorry to say, and I don't want to be a purist here, limit caffeine. Caffeine really interferes and can wreak havoc on the endocrine system. If you're doing caffeinated coffee or caffeinated sodas, that caffeine acts like a whip onto the adrenals. So it can kind of just manipulate and force the adrenals into overdrive. It's also extremely acidic. You know, make coffee a little bit more palatable by putting some coconut oil in the coffee. That's a new one. Limiting coffee can be really helpful. Harvard Medical School studies 25, 30 years ago talk about how coffee interferes with the liver's ability to break down estrogens. That's a different reason than it being a stimulant to the adrenals, and then the adrenals aren't being rebuilt from the inside out. They're kind of being stimulated by the chemical caffeine. Second is, caffeine also has to be broken down. Coffee has to be handled by the liver, and that interferes with the liver's ability to break down estrogens.
Well, that makes me sad. And hopefully in the second half, you won't have any more tips that make me sad, because, you know, espresso and I get along very well, but apparently no longer. Stay tuned. You're listening to Half Hour to Health. We'll be right back with Dr. Barry Taylor talking hormone health today.